We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Our top local story, Dodger fans, baseball fans around the world mourning the death of legendary announcer Vin Scully today. He passed away last night at his home in Hidden Hills. Vin Scully was 94.
After his 67-year career, we have so many memories, so many Vin Scully moments, like his call of Sandy Koufax's perfect game against the Cubs at Dodger Stadium in 1965.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed a perfect game.
And then he just stopped and let the crowd tell the story. Fans have been coming by Dodger Stadium since late last night, leaving candles and flowers and Dodger memorabilia in honor of Vin Scully. Some were a little emotional for sure.
I didn't know he had died. I turned the TV on and they were talking about Vin Scully when they were supposed to replay the Dodger game. And I thought, I broke down. I just started to cry.
She said she started listening to Vin Scully when she was 6 years old, grew up near Dodger Stadium, and said she just had to come out today and pay her respects. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Vin Scully's death announced to the crowd during the Dodgers game last night against the Giants in San Francisco, their longtime rival. L.A. fans at the ballpark in San Fran reacting to the news.
Well, he was my hero my whole life. You're going to make me cry. When I was a little boy, I would listen to him on the transistor radio. That's what they were called. And my mom, I'd fall asleep, and my mom would come in and turn it off. And I was listening to Vinny. That's been my life. He's always there.
It brought back a lot of memories because my mom would take me to the games. And so, like, hearing Vin Scully there, having mom tell me that, and then being at the game, very, very sad.
And in a classy move by the Giants organization a little later in the evening, of course, they're great rivals with the Dodgers. The Giants later played a video tribute to the legendary Dodger broadcaster Vin Scully. A man has been shot, robbed of his cell phone. This happened in Hollywood early this morning around 3 a.m. McCadden Place at sunset. The man in his 30s taken to a local hospital. His injuries have not been released. Suspect described as a man about 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing about 200 pounds, fled in a black SUV. The LAPD is asking for the public's help in locating the gunman. The LAPD says very soon it'll have the equivalent of 200 extra officers on patrol in the heart of Hollywood.
Hollywood is a one-of-a-kind neighborhood. This spike in crime is unacceptable.
We've seen some increases in some types of crimes, especially guns out on the street.
Los Angeles Deputy Police Chief Blake Chow, along with LA City Councilmember Mitch O'Farrell. He represents the Hollywood Entertainment District. Both are pledging to crack down on crime.
We can deter crime before it ever happens.
The additional officers that he is helping us deploy are going to result in an equivalent of over 200 officer shifts in the next month or so. They're going to be on foot. They're going to be in patrol cars. They're going to be on horseback. They're going to be on bikes.
LAPD is changing how officers will be deployed here. Changes being implemented over the next month's time. In Hollywood, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Police say they're treating it as a case of homicide. An 81-year-old woman found dead in her home in Woodland Hills.
This happened last night at 7:40 p.m. Officers from Topanga Division received a radio call of an ambulance death investigation. They located a female was inside her residence. Inside the home, it had been ransacked.
That is LAPD Officer Annie Hernandez. She tells KNX detectives suspect foul play. So far, there is no description of any possible suspect. Changing perceptions of police, one child at a time. That's what KNX saw at one of the LAPD's national night out parties.
Here in Hollywood at Bernstein High School, officers were throwing their annual party for the neighbors they serve to let people get to know them as individuals. 10-year-old Johnny showed up with his older sister.
Do you like police officers or are you afraid of them?
Not really.
Oh, not really?
Do you want to go meet some and maybe you won't be afraid of them?
Okay.
Walking by two smiling LAPD officers.
We're here for you, okay? What's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny, nice to meet you, Johnny. My name is Melissa.
They gave him a sticker badge, some officer trading cards, and some kind words.
Are you still afraid?
No.
At least not of these two, right?
Yeah.
Then Johnny gave Officer Melissa a hug. Reporting from Hollywood, Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, monkeypox is now confirmed, officially confirmed in the city of Pasadena. Health officials in Pasadena say four people are now infected with the virus. All of them are adults. Pasadena now reports the four people are being monitored and anyone who had any kind of close contact with them is being notified. Health officials, they are reminding people that monkeypox can spread through skin-to-skin contact or shared items like clothing and bedding, regardless of gender or any sexual orientation. The LAUSD now taking efforts to stop chronic absenteeism. Last school year, more than half of all students, over 200,000, were chronically absent. That means they missed more than 9% of classes. So over the summer, workers are training to spot signs, signs that may lead to a student skipping class. This includes noticing mental health issues and concerns at home.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.